Maynard Meyer here for Q92. With us in the studios today, we have a gentleman that, you might have seen him out and about around the community. His name is Zach Bubani. He's a community and business development specialist with CEDA, or Community Economic Development Associates. Get that right there, Zach. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Maybe you do some community education, too. That's part of it, too.
It could be a part of it. That's for sure.
Well, you work fairly closely with the City of Madison with the CEDA organization. Why don't you give us a little background on yourself and just what CEDA is all about.
Yeah, so CEDA, as Maynard said, is Community of Economic Development Associates, and they specialize in small towns or rural areas. And so what we do is kind of whole shebang of things. We do grant writing, business assistance, whether that's grant writing or helping with cash flows or planning. We help with projects that the city want to push, help create projects that we think would be good for the city. We do housing as well. We got that housing study going in Madison right now. And kind of anything that, you know, turns the economic wheel, I guess, in small towns, we try and help push the wheel, you know, and we try and help the EDA do that, you know, in the towns as well and assist them in what they're doing. So,
all right, you're contracted to work with the City of Madison and the City of Dawson, I believe, too,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, it's
county,
a joint contract.
Yep. Contract, yep. So, and how long have you been doing that, Zach?
We're one day off of a year since I've been here. I started the August 19th of last summer here in Dawson and Madison, and then I worked for CEDA the year before as well. So 2 years with CEDA.
Okay, and how about a little bit of your background? You're not new to the area, totally either, right?
Nope. I went to school and got one more year at University of Minnesota Morris, and I, you know, have been here for a while and was looking for, you know, part-time work with CEDA as well, because I didn't want to stop just during the summers, because I was originally just going to work that summer with them. And then they had this contract open, and they gave me the possibility of, you know, able to learn and with the community and, you know, work during college as well. And I was like, the stars have aligned.
Yeah, right. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a little bit about some of the projects you've been working on here in Madison. One was a loan program that just kind of getting off the ground here to do a little work cosmetically and otherwise in some businesses. We're going to do a couple of those every year. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so that's called the Commercial Improvement Program. And what that is basically assistance that we send out to businesses that are looking to spice up their outside or their facades. Whether that's painting, doors, windows, tuck pointing, roof repair, things of that nature. And the way that operated was, you know, we did a third owner investment, a third forgivable loan, and a third city loan.
Like up to $6,000, I think, per project.
Is what we had, yep. That we had the After Five, which did some concrete laying, and then we did Madison Mercantile, which has got a whole sorts of things that she's doing over there.
Chris Shelstead's project in the old hardware store, so that's one to watch. A lot going on over there.
A lot of things going on, not just on the outside, but on the inside.
Right. You touched on the housing study. Of course, that was taken on because if we want to attract builders and that kind of thing, come in and invest in the community, they want to know just how things stand. Why don't you talk about the housing study a little
bit? Yeah, so the housing study's here coming to a close here soon. And the reason why that started is there was, you know, in order to get developers to not only want to come and develop here, because a lot of times developers will already be interested in cities, but it also helps developers, you know, prove the need of what they want to do to lenders so that they can get the necessary funds to do what they need to do. And it also helps, will help the city and the community move forward with housing, since it's such a core aspect of what we're trying to push here. It's going to help direct and guide and move forward, and instead of, you know, kind of in this limbo state of we'll have a property and sell it or whatever, we can actively move forward with this study kind of being the roadmap.
Right. And another thing I know you've been working pretty hard on and the city is really interested in is the subject of business retention and business succession planning.
Yep.
There's a lot of businesses around here, myself included. I mean, let's just put it this way, I'm no spring chicken anymore. Been around here, been 38 years in business, and, you know, it's...
You got 38 more in you.
Oh, yeah, I'll keep going as long as I can, but comes a time, you know, in my business or any other that... either you're going to shut it down or pass it on, and hopefully we can inspire people to keep the business going after they decide to retire or run into health problems or whatever. How are you doing on that project?
Well, yeah, so that project is kind of one of the first things that I actually started doing, because in small towns, you know, the business owner population is getting older and older, and there's not enough young chickens, as you said,
that's right.
That are taking over, and you know, I guess not just taking over and just wanting to buy the building, but learning the business that's already there. And so, you know, you want to keep the radio station running, you want to keep the dental clinic running, you want to keep your cafe running, you want to keep all these things running as for as long as you can and for as well as you can. And that's really important with the succession planning. So what that is in this program is Sita and myself reach out, which I've done, and help people that are, you know, looking or interested or haven't even given thought to this idea to start planning for it, whether that's planning for a key employee, if we're headhunting for people, you know, like I want to find someone to keep the business running,
right?
All sorts of things. And then we also help with the estate plan and things like that, where we want to make sure that you're not losing out on any wealth on your business as well as you exit. And so business evaluations and all sorts of things in order to help business owners not have to leave without selling the shell. You want to be able to sell the business too and keep it running for the, not only for your own pride, but for the community.
Right. It's a big, big part of community development and economic development for the community to retain businesses. It's a lot easier to retain them than it is to get them in the first place.
Yeah, it's not always about the new business. It's about keeping your current businesses running, you know, not just running, but running well.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so but if anybody has, you know, an interest in that subject or any other that we talked about here today, do you have anything else? Did you want to talk about?
Well, so the big thing I always tell people when I first start talking to them about succession planning is it's never too early to at least start it. It's a document that can be changed. You don't have to set your heart on one thing. You know, life throws a lot of things at you, and it's good to have a plan or a backup plan or some sort of template to help you guide through it, not only easier, but faster. You know, usually the quicker, the better. And so I always say it's never too early, and it never hurts just to reach out. I know a lot of people, you know, they don't plan on retirement, but the world's a crazy place. And, you know, there's been some incidents here locally as well where, you know, life came at them a little too fast, and, you know, now they're looking out and they don't know where to start, I guess. Where's the first step? And, you know, they're on a time crunch now, whereas before, if you have a plan, you're not so much on a time crunch. You're ready, and you're ready to go.
Yeah. Or, you know, get hit by, a major health problem or something, and you're just totally unable to run your business or whatever. It's nice to know there'd be somebody who'd be able to step in, at least keep things rolling and have things laid
someone
out a little bit.
Someone you trust as well.
Someone you trust. Yeah, right. So.
Yeah, so that's a big thing, and that's what we do a lot of. I also I honestly think business retention and succession planning is, if not equally or more important than the next biggest thing, because they're what keep towns running. The businesses that are here and the groups that are here right now are the glue to a town. If you lose that, you're not going to get new businesses.
Right. No jobs. No need for housing.
Exactly.
And on it goes. Kind of like dominoes. So
exactly.
Got to keep all the wheels turning.
Yep.
Well, if somebody wants to talk to you about these subjects or anything else, how do they find you?
Well, my phone number is 507-438-5148, and call or text works for that. My email is zach.bubani@sitausa.com, and I'll spell that out because that's a lot. It's zach.bubani, which is BUBANY, at CEDA, which is CEDA, and then USA.com.
Okay. Of course, they contact City Hall. They've got it up
as
there.
As well, I'm also in City Hall every Tuesday for Madison. I'm also in Dawson on Thursdays. And I'm also not just there, but I'm also willing to meet throughout the week as well if Tuesdays or Thursdays don't work out as well.
Well, then get a hold of me here at the radio station. I know where to find you.
Yeah.
I've got all the contact information.
Also, get Maynard. He'll get me there.
We'll find you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Zach, anything else you wanted to touch on today? Or?
There was only one thing. We got a promotional video coming out, and it's called the Regional Development Tour for Madison. And we're just starting. We just finished up getting all the footage for it, actually. And that'll be coming out here soon, around mid-September. So if you're interested in looking at that and what the community looks like, let me know, just like business succession. That's something to look out for that'll be happening here.
All right. Very good. Well, appreciate you taking some time to talk to us today. We'll be talking with Zach Bobani, Community and Development Business Development Specialist with CETA. And again, if you have any questions for Zach, just contact City Hall or myself, or if you happen to write his number down there, give him a call, and he'd be happy to talk to you. Thanks, Zach.
Awesome. Thank you.